Welcome to the Shadow Point Podcast, where we talk about building brands, creating dynamic digital content, and solving the world's problems with coffee and storytelling. We're your hosts, Sean and Logan, and we can't wait to make your day a little more interesting.
Welcome to Shadow Point Podcast.
Number five.
And shall we do it here or out by the fire? Like you said.
There's no fire going, is there?
Correct.
I hear it.
The fire?
It's crackling.
Oh yeah, we'll throw some of that in there.
Yeah, here we are in the rainforest.
We've been a different location every time. So as you guys can hear, we've got a few new voices here. We are on location with a shoot up in Scottsdale. It's been a two-day production for Rancho Milagro and Vets for Child Rescue. And we've been doing a joint video marketing production for them. And we've got Craig Sawyer, the sawman here, with B4CR, and we've got Vanessa with Rancho Milagro. And I'm super excited to have you guys on and like share some of your background, some of your stories, how you guys are teaming up, what your mission is, and what you guys are all about. Do you have anything else to add, Sean?
I'm just excited that, we finished up day two of filming yesterday, and I'm blown away. You guys have been a great team to work with, and Bob as well. And
The creative energy that was here was just incredible.
Yeah, but that's, that's all. I just wanted to get that out. So, but please introduce yourselves and what you're doing. And
well, ladies first, and we are here at Rancho Milagro.
Yes.
And Vanessa is the queen.
Yes. In her own mind.
Of this beautiful ranch.
Yeah. So I'm not having anything other than her go first. So, Vanessa, step up.
It's been a fun couple days. There's been a lot of fun laughter and tears and teasing. You know, I think that's what makes a fun production is laughter, you know, and I think that's been a really neat component that you have all brought to the table, and just the creativity. It's been an amazing opportunity to see you guys work together. You know, I see you guys collaborate in the corner, and I know you're collaborating some beautiful shot, and then you bring it to the table and we're like, oh, that's gonna be good. You know, and that's been really fun to watch, because I think, you know, when you think of a film production on your property, you're thinking, okay, what's this all gonna entail? What's this gonna look like? How is this all gonna work? And, you know, so here for us at Rancho Milagro, we do equine therapy, and so a lot of times I watch the horses when there's people on the grounds, and I didn't notice the horses, you know, if anything, they were very, you know, there was a couple times that they were a little anxious, and there was a lot going on, rightfully so, for horses, you know what I mean? But for the most part, I didn't see an agitation in the horses, and that spoke very highly for you two.
Thank you.
For me, watching the horses, because you know, if they feel a lot of irritability or anger or just kind of a negative atmosphere, they'll respond to it. And so that it's a huge tribute to you. So I appreciate the time and having you guys out here.
Well, thank you. Sean and I were talking yesterday, and I was like, I wonder how people perceive us together.
That's good.
Like, what does the dynamic duo look like? I appreciate that.
Well, I think like it goes back to what I was saying. You know, when I see you guys collaborating in the corner, I'm like, okay, what are these boys up to? You know, are they talking about their family? Are they talking about the production? Right. And then you come back to the table with a beautiful shot, and you know it was about the production. So it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun.
It's mostly Logan telling me, go in the corner, stay out of the way. Stay out of the shot.
No.
Take your notebook, look like you're busy.
Berating you for writing in these insane shots. Like, Sean comes up with these harebrained ideas of, oh, this would be like super creative. I'm like, yeah, but you have no idea what it's going to take to get that.
Right.
That's my inspiration.
A reflection of a girl in the eye of a horse after the horse walks up.
That's going to be amazing.
I told my wife that yesterday. She's like, what? And she's like, you didn't, did you get it? I'm like, yeah, we got it. I mean,
and it was epic. That's the thing. You call his ideas harebrained, but you have enough faith in him to where you work really hard to capture what he's envisioned and expressed to you. It comes out incredibly amazing.
Yeah.
So we can all sit here and laugh about it like we did at the time, but it's absolutely powerful. It's going to knock people's socks off in the most important way.
You pulled it off, man. And Vanessa, that was this whole thing all about teamwork. You were there with the horse. Yeah. You had the little girl with you, and you're saying, I got it right here. Yeah. We're holding the treats for the horse, who was just also pretty fantastic, I think.
He did a good job.
Yeah, and Logan pulled it off. Man. I gotta up the ante next time.
Nope. We'll just get through this one. So Vanessa, go ahead and give us a little of your background. What is Rancho Milagro? Why is Rancho Milagro here?
Sure. This was birthed out of my own personal trauma as a child. So I'm a survivor of sexual trauma that started when I was 2 and didn't end until I was 17 with multiple abusers. So if you can imagine, you know, there's a lot of old mindsets that really resonate in your brain with trauma, let alone sexual trauma. And so horses, I was born and raised on a horse, and you know, they were my safe place. That's where I found my refuge, was with horses. You know, I would be in their stall, I would be hiding with them, or I'd be brushing them or listening to them eat. And of course, riding them. You know, I was more on a horse barefoot with ponytails than I was anywhere else. You know, it was tough for my family to get me off of the horse, because that's where I found that freedom. And, you know, the older I got, the more, you know, horses didn't fill that negative coping skill that I needed to find. So I got heavy into drugs and alcohol. And 25 years ago, I actually came out here before any of this was developed, and came out here to commit suicide. And in that moment, when it was that do or die moment, wild horses surrounded me. And it was an opportunity for God to bring me back to that little girl in a stall that was safe. And when I felt that safety and I felt God's hand in that with horses, it birthed a dream to have a ranch and to help other survivors that have been through similar traumas as myself. And that's how it started. But if I would have started it 25 years ago, it would have failed miserably. And it would have been, it wouldn't have worked, because I had to walk through so much personal healing through it. Yeah. And 8 years ago, we started to invite girls that have been sexually trafficked. And 8 years later, we're a 501c3. And we work with survivors of all traumas, from veterans with PTSD to sexual trafficking, sexual trauma, to kids that are suicidal, to anyone that's really just going through a rough time, because horses will mirror the emotions of what we experience. And that's the cool part, is that they will literally mirror their environment, kind of like survivors do. If they're not safe, they're going to go into a corner. Horses, if they're not feeling safe, or if they're not feeling in a secure place, you'll see them go into a corner and need to remove themselves from that. And that's the power and the beauty behind working with horses and people, is people don't need to tell us their whole story. They just need to show up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of what we do.
Yeah. And even we had Aspen here, Craig's daughter, yesterday, and she's been here at Rancho, and she was saying that, like, even trying to work through talk therapy, like normal therapy stuff, is just, like, some people aren't made to talk things out, right? But coming here to the ranch and just being with the horses and watching the horses act out what you're feeling, and that is just so therapeutic and so healing, and so much faster, oftentimes, than just talking through things.
Right. And I think that a big part of it is you actually see yourself.
Yeah.
You see yourself and how the horse is responding. So if a horse is anxious and they're running or unable to really be present, you see yourself in that. You know, we had a survivor that was triggered when a horse came down and interrupted the session. And just the horse walking down into the session triggered her to somebody that was coming to her home and in her safe place. And just that walking of a horse triggered her to remind her of when she wasn't safe. And so we were able to work through that down to a lot of times adults will realize they've been trafficked as children, as an adult in the middle of the session. And it's a powerful way because the horses just do it organically and we just ask those questions.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. I'm curious, does Rancho Milagro have a mission statement?
We do. We do. It's renewing hearts and minds to thrive in the arena of life. So that is our big mission, is to help people renew their heart and their mind, because if their head is not connected to their heart, there's a blockage and there's an inability to renew every part of their body.
Yeah, that's awesome. And this whole production this week has been a joint operation between Vets for Child Rescue and Rancho Milagro. And oh, feel free to drink coffee. Okay. This podcast is about
what we do.
Okay, good. So I'd like to have a sip of my coffee. It's a little morning. Yeah.
We're all drinking ranch coffee today.
Oh, man.
In a gorgeous ranch house here.
In cowboy cups.
Yes.
Right? I got a Circle K ranch mug right here. So, Craig, you've been a huge part of this. Give us a little of your background, where you've come from, why you're doing what you're doing.
Well, I come from primarily a spec ops background, a Navy SEAL team, and then 5 years of federal law enforcement, and then 10 years of high threat mobile security for the Department of State and intelligence agencies over in the war zones, protecting our highest ranking officials over there. And it was a friend of mine from the CIA that had let me know that the area that we had grown up, just north of Houston, Texas, had become the hottest epicenter of child trafficking in the United States. And when he started describing to me and introduced me to agents that were part of these raids and recoveries, the dark and abusive, horrid nature of this crime, it broke my heart. It stunned me. Even as a hardened combat veteran, I've been to 60 countries around the world. I've stood in mass graves. I've seen all kinds of carnage and injustice and tragedy. And I thought to myself, my God, I've traveled around the globe and missed birthdays, weddings, funerals galore over the decades, trying to defend my country from evil that may one day come here, when all along I've been lied to and deceived, and its evil has been rampaging right here in our own country the whole time against our children, and that it's happening because the people aren't made aware of it. The general populace remain unwitting to the true nature of this crime, how dark it is and how pervasive it is. So if the estimate is that $38 to $50 billion a year criminal enterprise inside the United States. So $50 billion a year would mean it's bigger than all pro sports combined in annual revenue. That's a lot of harm to the little ones. Yeah. And the nature of that harm is so vile and disgusting that I realized, okay, this is my fight now. I'm not going anywhere else around the world to stop what may come here one day when this is at full rampage, and it's enjoying a lot of top cover from the media, and a lot of the cover up and the judges now that won't prosecute child rapists and child traffickers. We've got a serious cultural problem to turn around. So I thought my best contribution as a busted up veteran and father now is to expose this, to compromise the enemy's mission, if you will, mm-hmm. to expose mm-hmm. it, yeah. to ignite a wildfire of awareness and cultural turnaround in the populace.
Yeah.
So I spent 3 years filming a documentary called Contraland, and people can watch it for free on contralandmovie.com. I urge them not only to watch it, but to share it with the biggest voices, the biggest names they know.
Yeah, and we'll actually link that in the podcast so you guys can follow that and directly watch, share. We love it. If like you, what, you want to get it into churches and stuff?
Yes. Yeah, we do. We urge churches. Now our church in Oro Valley, California, the pastor is very strong, and he shared it to his congregation, and we urge all pastors to follow his lead of moral courage to address this, because it's not a comfortable subject, but evil prevails when good men do nothing. And right now people are asking collectively, where is the church?
Yeah.
Not only in the United States, but globally, where is the church on behalf of the children? So we expose it, but we also run joint operations with federal and local law enforcement, taking the predators off the streets. The average number of children a child rapist destroys throughout their lifetime is 70. Some get caught the first time, some get never get caught, and it's hundreds. So the average is 70 children each. So everyone that we take off the game board and put in prison to rape no more is a very good thing for the children. So we also do that. So number one, expose. Number two, address it directly. Yeah. So in dealing with the darkest front line and seeing the tragedy and the darkness and the evil and the abuse, it's so great that I got introduced to Vanessa to have a place that represents the hope and the healing. And just as an aside, our own daughter has come here and experienced miraculous healing and progress through her experiences here with Vanessa and the horses and the equine therapy. It's absolutely stunning, the progress that she's made. And we are just so grateful. Imagine as a parent, you want your child that's been traumatically shattered to heal. And for us, we are just so deeply grateful. So our alliance with Vanessa and Bob here at Rancho is genuine, and we have a tremendous amount of respect and appreciation for what they do. And so to be here to jointly capture some of the reality of what happens here and celebrate that is an honor.
Yeah,
and so we're grateful.
Really, yeah, you really team up. Like, you're out there taking guys off the game board and rescuing children who need help. And then Vanessa's here hand in hand with you guys, taking people in who need that help and therapy and bringing them back to the healing space.
Yeah, it's a dark to light story. And she's even come with us on our operations. She came down to Southern Texas a couple of months ago down there with us, and she was right in the middle of it.
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved it. I loved every single solitary minute of it, but it was hard because I started to hear stories of the local sheriff down in the location that we were at, and it was heartbreaking because it was a different shift for me, because when people are up here and they're expressing their trauma, it's one thing, but it's when you're in it, it's like when you're first on scene at a car accident, it's different when you see the car accident versus when you roll up to it. It's a totally different dynamic because you've had time to process when you get to the car accident, but when you see it happen, it's very difficult. And so it was an interesting response that I had being down there with the team of how important it is that we work together with Vets for Child Rescue, because enough is enough. We need to do a difference. Yeah. We need to make a difference, and we need to link arms with people that are willing to step up.
Yeah.
And something coming to this production that Craig said, he's like, the bad guys, they're all networked. They're all teamed up. They all work together. And there's like, the good guys should also be teamed up.
Yeah,
and networked
good.
And work together.
We absolutely think, must. Shame on us if we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the children
right.
are worthy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And your name, Vets for Child Rescue, denotes there's more than you. Can you talk more about your organization?
Yeah, man. So I've got some very high quality people that I'm grateful for that have been behind me from the very beginning. Jack Farmer, as one example, he's the real Jack Ryan that Tom Clancy wrote about in his novels.
Yeah, that was in the documentary.
Yep, we reveal a little bit of that, Contrally, how that kind of came about. Jack has solved major problems for our national security over the decades for quite a few different presidents. And he still stays very, very busy. And he's become a close friend. He's on our board. He advises me. He helps guide us, and he participates in just about everything that we do. And we've got Dr. Judith Reisman. She's passed away this past year, but she was a champion for children like nobody else, and just really stood up and exposed Alfred Kinsey's science fraud of normalizing child rape and try to make it seem somehow normal and good. And she exposed it for the fraud that it was and the destruction that's come from it. So God bless and God rest Dr. Judith Reisman. We know she's up in heaven watching over what we do now. And I told her, Judith, what you started will continue, and we're going to grow this, and it's going to become more and more powerful. And it's not going to die with you. Whenever you pass on, this is what you've started. It's going to continue. And she seemed to take great pride in that. So Bob Hamer from the FBI went inside of NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. He got 8 arrests on their senior pedophiles there. We've got Admiral Moore, a very famous aviator and leader from the Navy that's done so many good things. We've just got quality people watching over us, helping us manage all of the affairs and run it. And I've got my Viper team, that guys that I've worked with over the years, over the decades, really, in different spec ops and law enforcement units, the guys that I really know that I could trust. They're like family. So that all together, and we've got, you know, a great staff that really does the most work of all there, grinding out all the paperwork to keep the IRS satisfied. Just all the long hours and the admin stuff that nobody wants to do, man. They're just hammering it out, the promotions, the merchandise, all that kind of thing that needs to happen. I could not do it without them. So they're a blessing, and I thank God for them every day. Yeah.